Okay, we'd like to call this meeting to order. It's our regular city council meeting for Thursday, the 9th of October, 2025. And we want to welcome everyone here who's here tonight with us. Ray is going to give us an invocation, and then I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful to be here this night to discuss the business of the town and to help move things forward. We're thankful for all that thou hast given us. We're thankful for the moisture, and we ask that bless us with sufficient for our need. Thank you again for all that thou hast given us, and watch for and protect us this night when we say things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With that, please rise. Repeat the pledge after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Once again, thank you for everybody that's here attending tonight. Our local building authority doesn't have any business tonight. So we'll move into our discussion items and action items. The first thing we had on the agenda is the Christmas party. And Linda, I guess... So I'm going to turn that over to Christine.
Yeah, Linda can't make it, so she sent me what she sent all of us this thing here on the 24th, and she just wanted me to go over some of the things with you guys. So the Christmas in the County event will be on Saturday, November 29th. So they would like all the towns to turn on their lights by 6:30 p.m. She was thinking that we could light our lights here at 6. That would give people time to go up to Nephi and catch the light parade. So they're going to go do a light parade again. Last year they did the light display at the fairgrounds, but this year they're going back to floats. So the parade will start at 7 p.m. in Nephi. It starts at 200 South. Anyway, they're going to start lining up at 6:30. They did request that no entries will have Santa except for the county, because they said when they've had multiple Santas, it confuses the kids. So, but they would like each town, each city to have a float entry. And then also the VIP, so we're supposed to recognize a VIP. Last year we just did our Grand Marshal. This year again, I think we'll ask the Grand Marshal if they'll do that. They would like them to also create a float and then have like the short write-up. And we're supposed to encourage businesses, clubs, and organizations to have an entry in the parade. So we'll talk to the Youth Council. I don't know, like there are like a lot of businesses here in town. I don't know if Bar None would work, would like to do a float. Anyway, that's so...
He's
have a kitchen cabinet, whatever. So then we are still Team Snowman. Everybody kept their same theme from last year. The county, I guess, is doing a coloring contest, so we will have coloring cages here, and the kids will actually compete in the county one. And then they are going to also do the Tree Fest, where we would donate a tree, or anybody can donate a tree, and then those proceeds go to the Courage Against Cancer Fund. So that's pretty much it. She just said, also there's going to be snacks. There'll be snacks at the park and at the county building. And then I just was thinking that this would actually, so if we were going to do a lighting here, we could have a lighting and just have like some hot chocolate or something like that and let everybody go, but Chantel, Elena, and I are not going to be available that weekend, as best we can tell, so whatever we're going to do here has to be fairly easy.
Well, I wonder...
Or you guys could do it.
my thought was, what if we wanted to have some type of lighting party like that, why don't we just have it the following week or something where we could do chili or something? And
yeah, I mean, we could light everything.
And we could just turn on the lights that night, so they went on the same as everybody else.
And then people
but we could have that party the next week if they wanted to.
But then I think we can put together a float that'll be ready to
Yeah, and then everybody could go over to the county that night. Yeah.
And then, like I said, we'll talk to Derek and see if we can do maybe we could do a float and the fire truck. The fire truck is definitely the easier route, because it just says LeBan.
Yeah.
There you go. There's our entry. We'll decorate it at fire truck. Yeah. So anyway, that's all I had. If you had any questions, let me know. She is going to a meeting on this later this week, so if you have questions, you can ask on that.
Did anybody have any more comments about that?
Well, I've got... So, Jared Crump has bugged me about for the rodeo for the 24th of July to do a speed rodeo and have... They'd just have three events and he would be in charge of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that's been keeping the rodeo from going on is just people to run it. Because, you know, Tate's got himself so booked up now that...
Well, the nice thing about this is we don't have any animals except for whoever's racing with the horse.
Okay.
And so you'd have, I think you've got some PVC pipe that we'd have to get.
Yeah.
He has the bases.
Okay.
But anyway,
that's.
As far as the parade and the floats, DUP has done so much this last year on the scout hut. I wonder if they might be interested in doing some sort of a small float.
Oh, yeah, we can ask them, too, if they want it, yeah.
We can ask them.
Yeah, good idea. I'll put that on there so we can ask them.
DUP did call a little bit ago and called me and asked if we could maybe get some weather stripping for those doors over there. Mm. I told her I thought we could do that.
Okay, yeah. We probably still have some money that we...
Yeah.
Hadn't committed.
Yeah, I think we did really good on the money that we appropriated for that.
Yeah.
Good. So just get some from Amazon.
Yeah.
Just order something from Amazon for the weather stripping.
Okay, yeah.
Does anybody in the audience have anything, any input on this Christmas float? Fred, do you want to build a float?
Build a float.
I'll be here to sail it.
We'll move on to the next item then. The next item we had on the agenda was the outbuilding permit for Gus and Katie. And I guess, did she go to get it?
Yeah, I'll get it through.
Okay, so planning and zoning was already approved it.
Yeah, so it's a outbuilding on that same property. There's the permit. There you go. Got plenty of setbacks. It's just a shell.
Yeah, he just needed a shell to put his stuff in.
Okay. What's the
40x60? It's pretty good size.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Yeah, it is. It's almost big enough, right?
He just dug this.
He dug for his house.
And then they dug this out now as well. So this is, you've got the setback there.
Wow.
That's going to be great.
Connor's like, great. Now I just get to look at a garage.
Yeah. And that's super.
They have located the old septic tank for the old city building over there.
Oh.
It made quite a mess when they dug it open.
I bet.
And then there was an old house that was on the corner. Oh. And they dug that up. Dug up the foundation of the old city building. Yeah. It definitely had substantial footings.
Good.
They were huge.
So just buried?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess when they took the building down, the old town courthouse, they just leveled it and left it. And then...
So they hauled all that out, or...?
Yeah, the septic tank they filled full of gravel. It was pretty big. And it was cement, and they filled it full of gravel. So I guess I need a motion to approve Gus's outbuilding permit.
Motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any more discussion on that?
No, it looks nice.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, so mayor and city council reports. Did you have anything?
No, just again going to the GUAB Fire District meeting coming up next week again. They haven't been reporting anything. We're just buying new equipment to keep the mitigation going, and they've made some good money on that.
Good.
For the county, and yeah. So they've done a really good job. They're trying to buy new equipment, but ladder trucks are ridiculous expensive.
They're $1.4 million, aren't they, for the ladder truck?
Yeah, it's like something, yeah.
So did they get some money for ladder truck?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. Anyway, that's all I have with
that. Okay. How about you, Ray? Did you have anything from that?
The baseball field looks really good.
Yeah, they're working. They're moving along on that. Yeah, the fence should go up here pretty quick. And the sprinkling system, we've got our own trencher. So the town boys will trench it. And then Brian said that he'd help us with if he needed some help with that, and then we'll probably get a couple of the city guys to help put that sprinkling system together, and then we got to dig out the infield. They got to lay it out now, and we have the dirt for that we put in there, so it's moving along. We've had an enormous amount of donations for that. So, that's really all I had to report on. I'm not familiar with anything else that is coming up. Did you have anything that you wanted to call us out on or anything?
I'm just learning.
So we need to take care of our council business. So, and you guys all got your stuff a few days ago, didn't you? So you got a chance to study that, look it over. So I'll be looking for a motion to approve our claims and our payroll and our
minutes.
Oh yeah, we need to approve it. Maybe we had to approve. Well, we can approve those minutes first.
Yeah.
If I could get a motion to approve last meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve meetings.
Minutes
for last meeting, September 11th, 2025.
I'll second that.
First and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make motion we approve the claims of 9/1/2025 and 9/30/2025 and the payroll comparison report for 8/1 to 9/30/2025 and the final cash receipts for the same period.
I'll second that.
I have a first and a second. Is there any discussion on any of those? Everything looked good to everyone.
Yeah, that's
good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so the budget report and cash report there is just there for your looking. Okay, so we're down to public comment. Do we have any comments or any discussion from the public? Nathan, did you have anything that you needed to bring up from the
planning
and zoning or yourself? Or?
Nope, planning and zoning is still good, so.
Okay. Do you guys have anything you'd like to bring up or discuss? Okay. We don't have anything for executive session, so I guess you'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to out of here.
We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I guess we're adjourned.
Well,
that was a speech.